Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Well, nature has so much to offer around my home. On my property, on all four sides, I've got perennial flower gardens everywhere. To me, I always say this, from early spring to the last goldenrod, which is happens to be the last native flower growing, I've got color all year long, minus that deep winter time. All right, that's when I move indoors with some of my chili peppers and do my research indoors. Well, let's get to this one right now. The title of the show, More Flowers Equals More Beauty. Well, you see, I'm going to share with you today so that you can share with your family and friends on how you can either give them a piece of a plant, and guess what? You receive some in return. So you make these trades back and forth, or I'm going to talk to you about certain plants that you can actually share the seeds. It's easier to get them to seed than to split. And we always say the crop. The crop is the actual plant itself. So let's talk about how to split a crop safely. Many people will actually just dig a plant up, take a shovel, and with the shovel, gently almost saw it in half with a big thrust of your weight going through. I have a large old knife, a lock blade, and I use it just for this purpose. If you're going to use it for this purpose, I'm going to let you know that it's going to instantly dull your blade because you're cutting through soil and rocks and things. And then you're going to need to know how to sharpen it. So don't do this process unless you can actually sharpen a knife well. And I actually have my sharpening stone. See, Dad taught me all these great things in my lifetime. And make sure you got that sharpening stone. And I will actually cut through them with a knife. I've got my little workmate table that's out there. I put a plastic bag on top so I can actually retain some of the plants, some of the soils. And I use that. And splitting crops are not difficult. And I'll talk to you about my shaky seed technique. So let's now get into so many plants and plants that we can do now. Because remember, it is June. And why wait till June? And I'm going to talk about that in a little bit as well. Well, one of them happens to be hostas. There are so many different varieties of hostas. If I'm not mistaken, because there are hosta societies, it is worldwide into the thousands. Well, they flower at all different times, different textures, different colorations, variegated leaves, meaning so you got some greens and whites in the leaves, the elephant ear leaves. I have a few of those on the property and they are spectacular. And you know what? So you dig up a few because you want to move them to different parts of your property. So you're going to think about this. You could start with a small garden. Maybe you're just getting into gardening. And now all of a sudden you start to move them around your property, creating other little gardens, other little oases. And that's a cool thing. And hostas are a great way of doing that. And that's really how, when I moved to this property many years ago, that's one of the things I actually started with was many hostas. But then I started to share with my family and friends because, hey, you got this one. I don't know that one. I'll give you this one. And really, you will see that with all plants, that's an easy thing to do. Now, my favorite plant is a purple coneflower. Also happens to be the favorite tasting plant of groundhogs. Well, so there's a little battle that goes on there between me and the groundhog guys. But I actually like to do them now just before they're flowering. And once again, I dig them, I use my knife, I cut, and I move those around. And most people, when they walk up to my property and they see the purple coneflower, they go, man, that's beautiful. I say, well, next year, I've got something to share with you. And I do. Now, tiger lilies, and here's the deal about tiger lilies. They can overgrow in an area very quickly, in a year or two. So you want to make sure that this crop, because they have little rhizomes that go out under the soil, banging up, and then they just keep popping up. So you want to thin that crop out, so to speak. And by thinning it out, you share those with someone. Now, there is a cactus that is the only singular cactus that flowers in all 50 states. So your question is, what's the name of it? Well, maybe you knew. It's the prickly pear cactus, genus and species, Opuntia compressa. Some people call it the rabbit ear cactus, but there's many species of rabbit ear cactus or cacti. And this has, all my property, this has the most beautiful flower. These yellow flowers, they are stunning. And it's so easy because all you need to do with a strong shears and make sure you have leather gloves, because yes, it hurts when you pick these up. I've got stories about those. And you're going to simply cut one of the ears off. Just put it in soil. Keep it moist. Don't keep it wet. Because remember, we don't want to have cacti in wet soil. And you will see that it will root. They are very, very easy to propagate. Now, irises. I actually wait to this time of the year to move them because they've already flowered. So it depends on, again, and I'll say this, depends on where you are and what part of the country you live in as to the timing of many of these plants as well. We're up in the Northeast. So the irises, they also, like tiger lilies, will overgrow an area, so I like to thin that crop. Now getting to my first shaky head seed one. Well, I know that Megastrike, by the way, my good buddy Bobby Urich, with his fishing lures, he has lures called shaky heads. And that's where I come up with this term. No, I'm not going to be fishing in my garden. Well, columbine, a beautiful early spring flower, and it goes to seed. And many times the seed just drops right there, and so you're getting more columbine. And people say, oh, wow, it's a crop is spreading, but you get the seed. So you want to be able to cut the plant, and this goes back to one of my mentors many years ago, Mr. Bauman, and Mr. Bauman would actually shake seeds. So I take the columbine and I shake it in different parts of my property. You let this, it actually dry out, go to seed. And this is the time of the year you can do that. And with a neighbor, you could just simply shake some into a plastic bag and say, hey, by the way, I've got a beautiful flower. Put this where you'd like it. Just shake the seeds out there. And now there are two very early spring flowers. And now is the time I wait for them to finish flowering. And now is the time that I move them and I will split the crop. One is the bleeding heart, and they will also drop some seed as well. So I'll let you know that. But actually splitting that crop, it is a shade-loving plant, and I have some in partial sun. It's mostly shade, but a little bit of sun gets in there, and it does super well in there. And the other one is the Lenten rose. And as it's called Lenten rose, it comes up in the Lent. And I was explaining this to someone that even if there's snow on the ground, which typically there is here, the Lenten rose comes up. And it's a beautiful and the first spring flower they have. But I wait for it now. And this is the time where I actually will split that crop. And with that one, I'll use my knife. You could use your shovel. And the next one is I have a late summer because there's different varieties of this one. And Bee Balm. And Bee Balm is, I've got this like vibrant red one. It is so good looking. It's a late summer. And I use this time now to actually move that crop. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. During this COVID time, you can order all your outdoor gear online from RamseyOutdoor.com. And they also have curbside pickup as well. So you can always, hey, always spend time in the outdoors and get all of your gear. Just go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, I call one a ground cover. It's not a true ground cover, and that's the lily of the valley. And it's like a great, you know, we always talk about we have canopy plants, we're talking about trees and things, but now I'm going down to these are the floral ones that are on the ground, almost like a ground cover, is the lily of the valley. And they also rhizomes just keep popping up. And you could fill in so much space with the lily of the valley, so you can get to move those around as well. And this is the time of the year when strawberries are putting out runners. And typically what I do with the runners is I let them come out, let the runners, and once it sets one of the new plants, I let it root. And delicately, I let them root into the soil so I know that there's enough root there. And then I simply can clip those with the scissors and take those runners, the new plants, and move those to other areas as well. One of my favorites, because I got a couple of favorite perennials. One of my favorites is also tick seed coreopsis. There's many tick seed plants, but the coreopsis is this great summer into fall yellow flowering plant. Just absolutely love it. And this is, it hasn't flowered yet, and this is where I like to move it. I actually moved some about a week ago, and I just keep it. It's funny, you move this one, and you're going, I killed it. And I'm telling you, you water it well, and then in a matter of a week, it just goes, and it pops right back up, and that was one of the ones I had just recently moved. And I also have a late blooming phlox, so this is the time of the year where I can get that guy to move him around. And phlox also likes to seed, so you can do a little shaky head, but that's at the end of the season, and I would take those seeds and put them out early next spring after my spring cleanups, and that's where I'd put those seeds out. Now, the other shaky head that I use that I learned from Mr. Bauman is the black-eyed Susan. And what Mr. Bauman would do is he'd let all the black-eyed Susans come up, and they like, because of there's so many seeds, and he will actually take a big old plastic bag. When the plant is dried, he'll cut it, bring it upside down, and shaky head into a plastic bag. And then at the end of the season, so he's doing late fall after leaf pickup and all that, that's when he does his shaky head with the seeds. Now, ground covers. I spoke about Lily of the Valley. It's not a true ground cover, but ground covers, you can move so readily. So if you want to create a new little area or next to a walkway or a pathway that you're looking, how about Pachysandra and Myrtle and Ivy? So simple. Well, another ground cover is Vinca Vine. And people don't know this. See, most stores sell Vinca Vine as an annual. Vinca Vine is actually a perennial. But I'm going to let you know that it will overtake an area very quickly. But if you're looking to cover an area, maybe you say, oh, let me just create a new area. Well, the Vinca Vine is great for that. And in the spring, it's got some beautiful iridescent, I'll call them bluish, purplish flowers. Really, really, really beautiful flower there. Now, succulents, cacti happen to be in the succulent family, but there are so many different succulents that are so simple to move. And once again, they cover the ground very well. So if you want to, you can easily do that with succulents. And some people, one of my sisters, she just loves the hens and chicks. So you've got these succulents very, very easy to move. So now I mentioned these plants, and there are so many more plants that you can move. So what do you get? Well, you get new plants in a trade, isn't that? You get new gardens by moving your plants to different places. And I'm going to let you know, it took me many years, but I developed many different organic gardens around the home. What else do I get? I get to be in the outdoors. I get to be nature, sunshine. I get more butterflies and the different varieties of butterflies and honeybees. And yes, we still have to help those honeybees. And with all of this, you add it all together. More flowers equals more beauty, which also equals a large smile on your face. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.